Before we begin reciting the 99 names of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, one very important point our Hazrat Wala mentioned to us, they say reading these beautiful names of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shouldn't be ritualistic, you just read them. Because, wa barakat. Everything one barakat, there's barakat in it. But he says with every name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, may this niyat, ya Allah, give me yaqeen upon this name of yours. Give me conviction upon this name of yours. Not that I'm just reading it, but ya Allah, every name that is so beautiful and so deep, we're still discussing the beautiful names of Allah, and still carrying on. Can't remember how long we're reading it now. But this is really not even the tip of the iceberg, nothing really. So how deep the name of Allah, and how much Allah wants to give us part of each name of His. So therefore, it says, when you read these names of Allah, make dua in the heart, ya Allah, give me yaqeen, give me yaqeen, give me conviction upon this name, and this name, and this name. By making the dua, Allah Ta'ala will give it. But we don't make the intention, we don't have the fervor, we don't have the desire, then Allah Ta'ala won't give it. So we've got to have the desire. Like how commonly we find husband and wife after many years, as it says, the beginning of nikah, then every now and then, he's on his phone and he's sending her messages, sending her hearts, sending her some poetry. Now after 10, 15 years, then she says, you forgot me. No more messages. Now the muhabbat is matured now. But then towards the Kim Sahib will say, rahmatullah, keep it. Still garam. Still give the muhabbat nice and warm. But the muhabbat is matured, but you still have to show the muhabbat and the love. But how the wife will say, you forgot now, no more like before. Before when you got married, you were a poet, and now you're sending messages. In the same way, she feels now that that muhabbat is no more there. Now when you show the muhabbat, then she shows the muhabbat also. In the same way now, so many years, you're reciting the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, just with no love, we're reading it. But Allah, you must love me. But you're not even asking for my love. When you're taking my name also, person become like a dry wall, just khushk and dry. There's nothing really there, hollow. So it shouldn't be like a dry wall. It should be something that has some flavor and some taste, some sweetness in it. So when you take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, you take it with that muhabbat and love. Ya Allah, give me love for every name. Give me the understanding, the ilm, the knowledge, and yaqeen, conviction upon every one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like this, to continue making the intention. And another example also, as it says, that a person doesn't get concentration in salah. So concentration in salah won't come overnight. But every time you remember in salah that I have to concentrate, now you bring your mind back. Even to the extent that salah finished, and at least now you came to your senses, where my mind went to. Now then, to the Shaykh al-Islam will say, rahmatullah alayh, that even after namaz you realize that you were in namaz. Allah Ta'ala will give you the reward of a complete salah of khushu and khudu. At least you came to your senses now. Some people, like myself, finished namaz to really where we went. Can't even remember we read namaz also. Now we're doubting. Imam Sahib, what he read, can't even recall completely in ghaflat and heedlessness, negligence completely. So even that time a person comes back to his senses, Allah Ta'ala appreciates that also. Allah Ta'ala is shakur. Kana sa'yukum mashkura. Allah Ta'ala says your effort will be appreciated. Even this effort of the mind after salah, Allah is appreciated. You came to your senses. The person continues, bringing his mind back, making the intention, ya Allah, give me concentration. And then for years it will happen, he says, I still can't concentrate. It's a ni'mat of Allah. He continues making the intention until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees the talab and the desire. He really wants it, then Allah gives the ni'mat and the bounty of khushu and concentration. Allah Ta'ala gives it. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshaAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. Last week we began the discussion on the beautiful name of Allah جل جلاله الودود. In Surah Buruj, وهو الغفور الودود. That Allah تبارك وتعالى is غفور. Allah is most forgiving and الودود the most loving. So ودن, the word in Arabic is ودن, where is derived from. Wadun refers to love and friendship. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعلوا لهم الرحمن ودا. From the Quran Sharif, verily those people who have iman and they do good deeds, سيجعلوا, soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for them, Allah will pay for them ودا, love and muhabbat. those that have iman and have amal salihah, they have good deeds in their life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put their love into the love of the creation. And naturally people begin to love them. The hadith also is mentioned, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala loves somebody, and then he says to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, I love so and so. So Jibreel, you should also love him. Because Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam also loves him. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam goes to the dwellers of the skies and he announces that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved so and so, makhluk and creation of his. And I also love him. And then even those dwellers and inhabitants of the skies, they begin to love that person. And the love that is there and prevalent in the skies, and that comes down into the hearts of the people. The people begin to love them. Like many mashayikh we haven't seen, we haven't met them. And we speak about them, but the love comes in the heart automatically. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's muhabbat for them, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, love for them. And on this point, Mawlana Ibrahim Dehlawi sahab says also, ke kabooliyat upar se aati hai, aur shohrat niche se aati hai. When it comes to fame and name, that comes from the makhluk and creation. And kabooliyat acceptance comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the top. People now, they mistake, and they think now because the person is famous, therefore he's accepted. Because he's prominent and people, they like him, they go towards him, no matter what he's doing, doesn't matter, but he's accepted in the court of, not necessarily. Is that based upon numbers? Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam had a very small ummah. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, not more than 90, 83 or 85. So we can't say that he wasn't accepted. He was accepted. So the main thing is acceptance. So when it comes to shuhrat and fame, فَمِنْكُمْ كَافِرُ وَمِنْكُمْ مُؤْمِنْ and Quran Sharif also, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says some people, you get the kafir and you get the mu'min. Allah ta'ala mentions kafir first and the mu'min. So in tafsir of this, mufassirin say that kuffar will always be more. Doesn't mean they accept it. So is it always a majority? Majority rules or majority rights, therefore we go with majority. So Allah ta'ala mentions the kafir first and the mu'min. Yes, before qiyamah, then the whole world will be at one time mu'min, then slowly they leave the hearts of people, iman will leave the hearts of people. And we can see the signs already has started. The hadith sharif say, لَا يَبْقَى مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا إِسْمُهُ. And nothing will remain of Islam except the name of Islam. Just a Muslim, but there's no Islam, there's no iman. And nothing will remain of Quran sharif إِلَّا رَسْمُهُ. Just the writing only is there. But no reality in the hearts. Studying it, teaching it also, but no implementation, don't know how to execute it, how to implement it, how to make amal upon it. Because now, as a free for all the Quran injunctions are there, but nobody knows how to do it anymore. Then you get different interpretations, different ta'wilat, ta'birat, people interpret it. يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ as you always discussing, lower your eyes. So one sheikh, Egyptian sheikh says, Allah Ta'ala gives the command, then lower your eyes. Why? Because you know parda for women. So negated parda from Quran Sharif. A'udhu Billah. Why lower your eyes in the very parda? So for that ayat he says, let's see, there's no parda in Quran. Where you got parda from? And all these interpret, but not this. Other ayat also. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ stay within your homes. يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنْ that don your one piece of cloth completely covering your body. From Quran, يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا the Quran Sharif will go astray also. You'll quote Quran with a forked tongue and go astray. But doesn't mean now there's so many likes and subscribes and so many coming for the program. Doesn't mean now the person is accepted in the court of Allah. Every person has to have fear. Be an alim, be a da'i, be a sufi, whatever it is. Till more we have to have this fear, ya Allah. Have you accepted, as you mentioned before, Muhammad Palampuri rahmatullah alayhi. He gave his whole life in tabligh. More than 30 years sat on the kursi of the chair of Nizamuddin and gave ayan. Whatever he said there just went down, filtered down the entire world, mashwara upon mashwara, masjid upon, Mawlana Umar Sahib said this, Mawlana Umar Sahib said that. And years of qurbani. Then he writes to his sheikh, sitting on that kursi there, and thousands are listening to him, not millions, the message will go out to millions of workers. Then sitting there, he writes to his sheikh, the Sheikh Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah, Hazrat, I have this fear that I don't know whether even my two rakat namaz is accepted. How much khidmat Allah Pak took from him? How many people's lives changed? Hazrat Shaykh Rahimullah writes back to him, he says, Mubarak to you, you have fear of your two rakats being accepted or not. I'm still crying for one sajda being accepted. I remember the one sajda of mine is accepted. So what fikr, what concern they had, they didn't have the concern and like for how many coming for the program, how many likes, subscribes, nothing whatsoever. They did the khidmat of deen for the pleasure of Allah, for the love of Allah. Therefore, that it says to the person in his heart, who he feels is a pious person, and the person is on sunnah, and he has a sheikh also, and he feels within his heart of hearts, this person is a pious person, and I will get benefit from there, he says, make the person your sheikh. And you have that type of, what you will say, the person can speak to him freely, has affinity, and based upon what he feels, and he takes bi'ah to the person, Allah will make his Islam. Obviously now the Shaykh Muslim be on bid'at or some haram activities, and obviously he can't make that person your Shaykh. But he's on the Sunnah, but not so renowned and not so well known. Simple person doing his small program, reading his kitab, or whatever he's doing, but I feel in my heart my Islam will take place over here. Allah Ta'ala sees on your desire. On your desire, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will make your Islam. There is not always a majority. It's where Allah Ta'ala will accept, and shohrat will come from people. People will speak, but whether he accepted in the court of Allah, he, the person himself, should have fear. Ya Allah, whether I'm accepted or not. So Allah Ta'ala will create that muhabbat and that love. That's why we say, you shouldn't think now that so many people are going for a program, so Allah loves him. Same thing people feel also. That person has very affluent, very comfortable in his life. Allah loves him. Allah gave him so much. Allah Ta'ala gave him so much. Allah Ta'ala loved that person because of his wealth. So what about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? He has nothing by him. Does he mean Allah Ta'ala no love to the beloved of Allah? He's the beloved of Allah. So does it mean Allah Ta'ala give a person wealth? Allah gives a kafir also. There's no sign of Allah's muhabbat. Like one Jama'a Sati got sick also. He was in hospital, had a heart attack. Ali can breathe also. And his Jama'a brothers came to meet him. And they're giving him targheeb, if you call it targheeb. They say, MashaAllah, Allah Pak tells those that he loves. He say, Allah Pak love you also. He say, Allah Pak love you also. I got a heart attack and he's telling me, Allah Pak loves me, Allah Pak love you also. They didn't say, Ameen. But the time now, we just tell the person, Allah loves you. Not when he's down and out and broken. Say, Allah loves you, Allah Pak testing you. Allah Pak loves you, Allah's raham on you. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. So this love and muhabbat, this is from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah creates in the hearts of people to love this certain person. And the person's life also is in the sunnah, in the commands of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He's in the command of Allah, in the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, then those, we can see there are signs of Allah Ta'ala's acceptance. So waddun refers to love and friendship. Three definitions have been given regarding al-wadud. The first definition, al-wadud has the meaning of ismul fa'il. It's an Arabic term we use. This means that he is the lover. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the lover. He loves those who are obedient, the angels, anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, the pious servants. As you mentioned, Allah ta'ala, he loves somebody, he announces. Allah ta'ala puts the love of the person in the hearts of the people. So Allah ta'ala becomes the lover. And the person, because of his obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes the beloved. And that is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them due to their actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows his favors upon them due to their achievements, and he praises them due to it. Allah ta'ala praises them. How in the tongues of people? رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً. One tafsir of this dua that we make, that O Rabb, bestow upon us, grant us, give us in this holy life hasana. Many tafsir, one tafsir also is ثَنَاءُ الْخَلْقِ. That Allah ta'ala will put your praise on the tongues of people. But he doesn't want it really. He really doesn't want the praise. Allah Ta'ala will put it. This is the tafsir of hasana. When you make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah give me hasana and goodness in this world. One tafsir is Allah Ta'ala will put the praise of the person on the people's tongue. They will praise him for his taqwa, for his amal, for his character, for his akhlaq, and for the right reasons. The second definition of al-wadud is that being who creates the love of the pious in the house of the creation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, he calls out to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, saying, Allah loves such and such person, so you should also love him. Allah ta'ala commands him, you also love that person. And so Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam also loves him, and then announces to the inhabitants of the heaven, saying, Allah loves such and such a person, you all should also love him. The inhabitants of the heavens therefore love that person. It does become an object of acceptance on earth. He becomes accepted by Allah ta'ala. Then you can see the sign. Who's praising him? The pious people are praising him. Pious people are praising him. They welcome him. And they want to sit in his company. Or they host him also. The pious people host him. Who people are unanimous? These are the pious people. So you host him. They give him good words also. This is found commonly in among the fuqaha muhaddithin. Those of the past, the jurists, the fuqaha muhaddithin also. That you will find their contemporaries. Will praise them. He was a rajulun alimun zahidun muttaqin, and the person was a pious person, abstained from dunya, and he had this quality. He was an imam, he was a mufassir. They will praise him also. Allah Ta'ala put in their hearts. Although themselves they were great people, but Allah Ta'ala put in their hearts as a person is this. Also the beloved of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The third definition, al-wadud, has the meaning of ismul maf'ul. This means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the beloved. That is Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, the angels and the pious slaves all love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, according to them, there is nothing more beloved to them than the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everything. Just love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, what you call dardadil, the pain of the heart. The pain of the heart. When that comes in a person's heart, then he says, tuhi tuhi. Allah is only you and only you. Everybody else is makhluk. Like how the youngsters come and they say, now, I'm talking to this girl. It's a haram relationship. Can't talk to her. But now, that hasn't become a guna and sin anymore, unfortunately. All the kabair and major sins, there's no more major sins left. Everything is easy going. Nothing is major nowadays. Even the fathers will take the daughters to the coffee shop. When meet this boy, talk to this boy. Maybe he might get a good proposal, possibly. No guna, no sin. The father feels nothing. The mother feels nothing also. And it's happening amongst us. Where fathers and mothers leaving the daughters at the coffee shop. With this boy, and just tell us, as long as we know where you are, you're safe. How can it be you're safe with a haram boy? Where's the father's aqal? Where's the intelligence gone to? But everything else is business astute. But when it comes to children and tarbiyat, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes the beloved, where a person falls in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything else becomes just hitch, becomes zero, so to say. But fulfilling the huquq of people. Like how, the youngsters will come and say, but this girl now, I'm speaking to her, I want to marry her. Then they tell me, that for 40 days, cut off all the ta'alluq, cut off all the contact you have for 40 days at least. Because now he can't see anything else. He only can see this girl in both his eyes. When the sleeping eyes are closed or open, he only can see her. And he says, I have to marry her. I have to marry her, my head is not working. So we say, she's just one small makhluqah, one small little creation of Allah. Like how you take a speck of sand in front of your eye, you block the mountain. You can't see the beautiful mountain. In the same way, the beauty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, this little small creation is blocking it. Just remove her and see Allah. Now she's blocked the entire vision. You give up the khaliq for the makhluk. You gave up the creator for his one small creation, which is not even, it's forbidden for you, not even halal for you. How could you? How could you? Therefore, if you cut off the contact for 40 days at least, completely, delete everything, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, clear your heart completely, and then you make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, if really this girl is good for me, or the girl is having dua to Allah, Ya Allah, really if this proposal of this boy is good for me, then Ya Allah, you make it happen. فَقَدِرْهُ لِي ثُمَّ بَارِكْ لِي فِي. Ya Allah, make it muqaddar for me, write it in my destiny, and give me barakat in it. 40 days, clear your heart completely, and make only Allah, Allah. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or if you marry her, then you'll be forced to say, Allah, Allah, Ya Allah, what happened? Ya Allah, what happened? When you wake up in the morning, you say, Ya Allah, I didn't marry this girl. I don't know what I did over here. And she says also, I thought you were a Romeo. We'll see what happened after that. Now you're a runaway. No more, it's finished. All the muhabbat is gone. So you give up the khaliq for a small makhluk, and this small makhluk is making you run and chase and can't think and can't sleep and can't. One makhluk, negate, take it out. Love belongs to Allah. Love only Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And now for 40 days, usually we give nasiha to the youngsters, clear your completely, no contact. And tell also, no contact. And in the 40 days also, if somebody wants to come and see her, let them come see her too. But you make dua, she make dua, if muqaddar, is in taqdeer, is gonna happen, Allah will make it happen the right way. Now still after 40 days, your heart is still there, now mashallah. Now go to your parents. Speak to them and tell them I'm interested. Now do it properly. Let the foundation be pure and clean and solid. How? Upon the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is love. Now, upon the love of Allah, for 40 days you cleared it, and now you get into the relationship. Some brothers may be thinking, now my 40 days already passed. Already married her. So what am I going to do now? But then Mashura will be greater, inshallah. So Hazrat says, for us that are married already, every day should be a honeymoon. Should have muhabbat and love. Renew it every day. Renew it every day and say that I got married today. Not like I told you, you be on dry wall and she's on doormats and carrying on like that. Just some fixtures in the house, fixtures and footings, breaking all the time and now call do repairs. But find the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. As I said, every day you see your wife, she'll see you, it's like a new day, like we met today. And keep it like that. Muhabbat and love and understanding will happen now when the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will come in the heart. Some have stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is believed, is beloved by the awliya due to the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are beloved to Allah, or rather some have stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beloved to the awliya due to the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They love Allah because of the muhabbat of Allah, they see the ma'rifat of Allah, they experience the ma'rifat of Allah. And by the sinners due to His forgiveness. That the awliya love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of ma'rifat. They recognize Allah. They seen Allah. Mayne tushko dekha hai. Mahmoud Sahib Rahimullah had a beautiful poem. Ya Allah, I saw you. And it was a beautiful poem and nazam. Ya Allah, I saw you. I saw you in the waterfalls. I saw you in the mountains. I saw you in the sky. And they saw Allah in everything. They saw Allah in everything. So he wrote a whole poem. Ya Allah, I saw you. So through the ma'rifat of Allah, they recognize Allah. They love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the sinners also love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking at the forgiveness of Allah. How can we not love Allah if Allah is able to forgive us and then to give us so much? So by the sinners due to His forgiveness and mercy, and by the gentle masses due to His sufficing for their needs and sustenance. That's why ulama say there's no place for us to be depressed. Count the bounties of Allah in your life. And make shukr to Allah. Make shukr to Allah. Allah, you gave me this. And you gave me that. And even ask for it. It just came. And how it came. I never thought it would come. On this avenue, or that avenue, Allah Ta'ala will send it. Unbelievable. And then you fall in love with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The eyes also, the tongue also, the taste. So many colors I can see, so many things I can taste at one time. My hearing also, near Quran Sharif, zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. One case we heard some years ago, about a young couple, and the father met an accident, and he began to lose his eyesight. At that time his daughters were young girls. And slowly he began to lose his eyesight, and a family member was staying in that area. So he said every day after work we'd go and leave him at his home. But then he was completely blind. So when he used to come home, he used to hoot, and the three girls would come out and hold the father's hand and take him back in. And as he used to walk, when he used to hold the hand, he used to feel their faces. This is the eldest, second, last one. So one day he was telling them in the car, how I wish just to see their faces once again. Last time I saw them were little babies, they were small. Now they're quite big. Yeah, I just want to see how pretty my girls are. How many years I haven't seen them. Just to get one glance of them at least. All he knows their voices and he can feel their features only. Feel their faces. These are my eldest daughter, second daughter and third daughter. But just the eyes is enamored. Imagine now for one day spending in the house with your eyes closed. Yeah, Allah protect. But Allah gives that ni'mat also. So they love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala because Allah ta'ala suffices them. This eyesight, the hearing, and the sustenance Allah Ta'ala is giving them. And how Allah Ta'ala gives it also. The causes of love are five. The causes of love are five. And all of these are found in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to the greatest extent. The first one, the cause for love is wealth. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the possessor of everything of the universe. Whereas the wealth of all creation is temporary and minimal. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. And to Allah belongs the treasures of the heavens and the earth, but the hypocrites comprehend not. So Allah Ta'ala, everything is by you. You should love Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah, everything is by you. So the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will come. Allah will open His treasures also. وَلَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And for Him belongs whatever in the heavens and the earth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O my servants, I have made oppression prohibited upon myself, that is zulm, and made it prohibited amongst yourselves as well. You should therefore not wrong each other. Hadith Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala is saying, don't wrong, Living zulam upon one another. O my servants, all of you are astray except the one whom I guide. Who can remain upon Hidayat? Nobody. Only by the will of Allah every day we try to walk straight. That Allah Ta'ala is keeping it straight. Therefore ask me for guidance and I will guide you. O my servants, all of you are hungry except the one whom I feed. Allah says, I feed you. Not that you earned it. That I bring the food home. I put bread on the table. What do you call him? The breadwinner. He's a breadwinner. He's a term to use, landlord and breadwinner. But in reality, everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, ask me to feed you and I will feed you. How many ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. If we don't ask, it is make shukr for the food. But that we're forgetting also. When we're in Darulum, now we should call it stocks. Stocks are low right now. Muscat is stocks are low, the sugar, tea bags, etc. And that time we said mashallah on Saturday nights. So one of our sadis, mashallah, very strong Jamaat worker, Alim of Deen also. So he just came back from Chilla in Ramadan, he said to the Pakistan Jamaat. And I remember as we were sitting and discussing, he said, how many of us here before we phone home to ask for stocks in Turakat Namaz Kaskala? No one. We're sitting in Madrasa. We're learning about Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, but Allah is far, no connection. There's no contact with Him. What we'll do, just pick up, that time was telecom phone, the phone booth, put the card in there or coin in there, and then you phone home. And if you're not there, then they return the call, and then you're in the boarding, then you hear the whole madrasa shouting your name, phone call for you. And then you got your whole list after that. You say, how many of us thought of asking Allah Ta'ala first? Go to the masjid, two rakat namaz, and in how long are the Muslim du'as also? Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati wa rabbi wa hands, you finished. Allah must just give, Allah Ta'ala gives it like that also. It came away. Go home, the food is ready. You hardly said, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina. Before you could finish already, he said, food is ready, come quickly. Allah Pak already gave it like that. So how many have this? It is grocery shopping. At least two rakat namaz. Allah give me tawfiq. These two rakat namaz, and make dua. Ya Allah, I'm grocery shopping. Allah put barakat in it. Only you can make it work. We can't do it. And when we feel it now, now everything is card money. Now when they say, machine is down, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi. I didn't carry cash. Then you say cash is king. Allah is king, not the cash. You can have one Jamaat in one country also, and they had all the currency, but no halal food outlet, nothing. But all the money in the world, all Jamaat is carrying money, foreign currency, but can't find any food, no halal food. So it shows who is sustaining. So the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody else. It is needed for the Tamaz. At least pick up your husband, make dua. The Mastarat also mentioned, they make dua. Thank the husband, thank the wife also. You prepare all the meal, you prepare the food, but all of this together. So Allah Ta'ala says that I am the one that is guiding you. You are hungry, except whom I feed. Therefore ask me to feed you and I will feed you. O my servants, all of you are naked, unclothed, except the one whom I clothe. That's why it's so important if we keep this, the Hadith of Qudsi in mind. Then you won't eat haram. You won't eat makruh. Allah is feeding. How can I do anything like this? When our dressing also, for us men, when we're leaving the house, weekends, right? Weekends also, the type of clothing we wear, somehow the clothing changes, women are leaving us. Allah is clothing me. How could I wear something that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He's the one who gave me the clothing. Allah's ni'mat of clothing, we can't even give it. Allah is such a ni'mat of His. When it comes to Ashraful Makhluqat, the best of all, the creation of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Hazrat Insan. Say Hazrat Insan. Insan, human being, Allah Ta'ala has made all those to work for him. Whereas the animal kingdom, they only have one set of clothing for entire life. Entire life, they have one set of clothing. So, you find that they can't change their clothes. But Insan, Allah Ta'ala gave him for winter, for summer, for sleeping, for different occasions, different weather, he has different types of clothing. Great ni'mat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So all of you are unclothed except the one whom I clothe. Therefore ask me to clothe you and I will clothe you. Upon this Hazrat says also, wearing the clothing, etc., tarbiyat of our children. He says now, children are young and the smallest, let them dress how they want to. Sometimes young girls, the entire hands are open, the legs are open sometimes. And Hazrat says that the old daddy will come to know hardly got teeth. They're so cute. Can't say they're cute or they're so cute. But put one burki for her. Hey, dohima, you're making her. You're making an old lady now, putting burki for her. She's only 6 months, 5 months. You feel hot like that. If you're hot like that, now you see all things like that. But when they look like the woman of the West, the Christian and Jew, then they're looking cute. When they're looking like Fatima radiallahu anha, then you're making her dohima, an old granny. Putting kurta for him. He can't walk, so we put him kurta for him. Put him tupi for him. It'll be so tight for him. Take it out. It's so hot. But this is our garb. The child who grew up loving that garb, he'll want to wear it. Not that now she or he is so used to wearing different type of clothing. And now you say, right now you're 7 years old. Now you must have dressing properly. But the child says, I can't undo this. Oh, I can't wear it like that. So from young, we only have one way of life, one system. One system, and we are convinced it's the best way. There's no other way for us. Right? Even if you take in somewhere to the park also, this is all part of tarbiyat, my dear brothers. Even you might think now we're taking them to the park, they're going to play. Leave the kurta on. Now if you have to take it out at that moment when you get into your bicycle, now take it out. Oh, so he must put kurta, that he can play, he's playing kurta with them. But the young girl also, now it shouldn't be that we wear it this time, and that time you take it out. No, we're consistent. We wear it, as it says, we live by the sunnah and die by the sunnah. There's no other way for us. Allah Ta'ala, give us topic understanding. Then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, Hadith Qudsi, O my servants, if you wish to harm me, you will never be able to harm me. And if you wish to benefit me, you will never be able to benefit me. O my servants, if all your past and future generations and all the humans and jinns were to reach the level of the most righteous amongst you, that will not increase my sovereignty in any way. Allah is Allah as He is. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ The kibriya, sovereignty, majesty belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Skies and the earth, all belongs, can never diminish. O my servants, if all your past and future generations and all the humans and jinn were to all stand on a single field and they were to ask me whatever they desired, and I gave to every person whatever he asked for, that will not decrease my treasures in any way. Except as when a needle is dipped in the ocean, and it's taken out, that will drop there. That amount, it will decrease in the treasures of Allah. O my servants, it is your deeds which I store for you. And I will then give you your compensation in full. Therefore, whoever does good, should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ma tawfiqi illa billah. So Hazrat taught us after every amal, Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq, or at least at the end of the day, after Isha Salah. In those 5-6 du'as we learn from Hazrat. After you finish your amal, thank Allah. Alhamdulillah, illadhi, bini'mati, thumma salihat, ma sha'allah, la quwwata illa billah. Subhanahu, you send out those du'as to the brothers. Just thanking Allah. Ya Allah, you gave tawfiq to me. Without your tawfiq, I couldn't do anything whatsoever. And whoever does evil, he should blame none but himself. He should blame none. But because evils are committed by the demands of his self. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding to understand the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and how to fall in love with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with our kitab. On evil glances and love affairs, their harms and the cures. As you mentioned also, time has come now, even this is not regarded as a sin anymore. You'll find some people will say there's no need to lower your gaze, that there's no hope for fitna, there's no fear of fitna, yeah? There's no problem. Sitting in a restaurant, there's no need for segregation, it's a family get together, always some program, some hall, whatever it is. There's no fear of fitna. So therefore, you don't have to lower your gaze. We can intermingle in the sense, you just put lady on one table, men on one table, or they just about a distance away. There's no fear of fitna. I don't know if brothers would agree with that. But these arguments that I put, so that all now we have to say, Allah Ta'ala, forgive me for saying it. But the time will come when you say all these ayat are redundant. Doesn't apply anymore now. Because there's some other interpretations. Or when we came to the fiqh masail also, they already, there's other view, there's another view. Now from the fiqh, and it's coming to hadith also, and from hadith now it's going to Quran Sharif also. And there's some other views there also. This is how slowly they broke down our entire syllabus and ta'lim and education system before they started with fiqh. The Salafis came in, but the other views also, you can do it like this, you don't have to make dua for namaz, you don't have to wear topi, you don't have to do this, you don't have to do that. Oh, don't. So, Al-Ladi was left now. Then people got more confused. But that opened the door now. For liberal thinking. That they are the views, respect the views. Yes, if it's a fiqh, valid, view, you can call it one thing. Now you have to establish now whether you can call it a view in Sharia or not. It is a, you say it's a qawl. Is it a qawl in Sharia? Is it a valid qawl in Sharia? Does it have any solid proof behind it? Can we accept it? Is it acceptable? Right? Where that you need it. Commonly we speak photography and videoing. Unanimous, the entire world was unanimous about it. And if you had to, for ID, passport, zarurat, was a demand, therefore it became permissible because of that. So now many things now we see the difference of opinion. And our Shaykh al-Hadith mentioned very clearly, very forcefully also, that al-halal wa bayyinu, al-haram wa bayyinu. That halal is clear and haram is clear. Wa bainahuma mushtabihat, between the two there is a grey area. Those that put you into doubt. And he says, what does it mean? That in between you will have the grey area as a test. He says, is unanimously agreed upon that where there is doubt, you make ihtiyat and you are cautious. So there's two views. He said, by default, muhaddithin commentator hadith say, by default, if something puts you in doubt, then the default belief and amal is you be cautious, finish. Now there is another view. So you can do that. Although there may be a view, but what's more cautious, that's the view you take. That's what you make amal upon. But now, you know, ourselves, we say, well, there's another view there. Some ulama have that view, so we take that view. But there's a difference of opinion. The difference of opinion, then whose view do you take? You take the view that is more cautious. That's what we do. So, nowadays, nothing has become. There's no more kabair and major sins left. Everything has become saghir. Everything is minor. Nothing serious. And this we're repeating over and over again. Ask myself today. Ask ourselves today. When we lift our hands to make dua. Genuinely. And we just say, Allah, forgive me for my sins. Present, past, future. Private, public, day, night, knowingly, unknowingly, that's it. As a person, you know, guna is really in your life. You have to think now, really, nothing really. No real sins in my life. But no real istighfar also. No real tawbah. Everything is free for all, everything is fine. Intermingling is okay, but nazri okay, speaking lies, whatever it is now, all has just become. And what do you say? But everybody is going. Everybody is doing it. Everybody is like that. So there's no sin left anymore. That's why Hadith Sharif say, Badal Islamu Ghariban. That Islam started very strange. And it'll return like that also, strange. Tuba lil ghuraba. And glad tidings to the strangers. Glad tidings to the strangers. And the Hadith Sharif says also before Qiyamah, to hold on to deen will be holding, the equivalent to holding on to hot embers. Like coal, holding on to coal. You can't even hold it. Yeah, holding to deen will be so difficult. An entire family, I'm saying segregate. I'm saying no photography. I'm saying now no video calling. Hey, only you like that. But you know, there's another view also. Now, whether it is a view, right, they're saying it's another. Where this view came from? How all of a sudden it came up? But it's a view. Now, they like to go viewing everywhere also. So, they like the view. They're saying that view. But they must like to take the cautious view. Because our ustaz will tell us also, if possibly the view was a valid view, but you were cautious. You were cautious, you mean amal upon precaution. And Qiyamah's day, it came out that that view was not right. You're safe. Now you can enjoy in Jannah how much you want. How many selfies you want to take, and how many videos you want to make, then you can do in Jannah. And those that were involved in it, now there's trouble. And if the Qiyamah will come there, that it was a valid view. I didn't lose anything. Now I'll enjoy it. So what's more cautious is don't do it. Just be careful. And that's what we do in everything. Whether it be our businesses also. Right? I find commonly the father running the business for so many years. Now the young son comes in. He got a IT, certificate. Anything is it also. And I said, no, we'll do it. He said, Baba, you sit quietly. I've been sitting here for many years. That's how you became an IT specialist. Don't come with your own views away. We hear it commonly in the business. We ran the business so many years, don't come tell us now what to do. But now he's got some new ideas, he wants to, up to, we're happy how we are right now, he's paying the bills, we're happy how it's, when your time will come, you can do it. But they'll be cautious also. Very cautious. Oh, those old businessmen, we found they made it. Then the son say, you know, Papa did like that, so we'll just carry on. Alhamdulillah. We're safe. I don't need to do something. In business, we do it. When it comes to home and many things in our life, we are cautious. When you come to roads also, now we put in the garment sometime, right? And sometimes it takes you to a bush sometime. But other way is a longer route. You say, better we go that way. Let's be cautious. We don't know really. Now, they closed that road. There was a road, they closed it up. They supposed to repair the road. There was potholes. Now, there's no potholes also. There's no road left. But it's still showing a road that way. But you say, better be careful. Let's go that way. But when it comes to Deen, then you say, no. You like that view. So let's take the easier view. And those ulama that are on caution also, if you want to call it caution, oh, it is the only view. You call it caution also. Those, today they're asking the students also. They're also holding us back from doing these things. Whether it's videoing, whether it's intermingling. For ulama also, what is there for them now to go to a stage and sit there, address everybody? What's stopping them? For us now in this new way life, what do we say? This is fun, this, mashallah. This is fun sitting on the stage. You've got such an audience. And how much muhabbat they got for you also. How many likes, subscribes you'll get. What's stopping? It's only the fear of Allah. Taqwa. Taqwa is the only thing now that is stopping a person. Oh, it's easy for us to tell the boys, Darun, by free, by. Bring the cameras in the class also and start doing this. I was just joking with the boys today. I said now, those that upload on the YouTube, a lot of revenue ahead, people make there. So you can imagine now if you put a day in the life of a student of Deen, and he has to take out his camera the entire day, what will show you have in the class? Other boy is sleeping, other boy is having his coffee under the desk, and what the ustaz is doing, how many subscribes he'll get, subhanAllah. What a viewership he'll get. But every darulum will become like one studio after that. That's from Fitaqi Sahab. Fitaqi Sahab had to say to the students also, anybody who takes out a camera in the class will be expelled. But the Jalsa, no cameras whatsoever. Some Jalsas are putting marshals there also, no cameras allowed. So they found it also. It's because they go studio all of a sudden. What's happening, all become actors then. What's acting? Nifaq, hypocrisy. You're not like that. You don't speak like that, you don't behave like that. Now it's a show we're putting on. Now, because the cameras are out, so now the show has to come on. And if you imagine uploading all that content now, what a celebrity a person will become. What a celebrity. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding that we keep toward the Sharia is original. That's why nothing is stopping the ulama. So to say, hey, go with it, go with the flow. Everybody is going there. Look at the crowd, everybody went there. So what's stopping them from saying go with the flow? Whereas you look at it from a dunya perspective, there's a lot of fun in there. You mix with everybody, intermingle with everybody. But then you see the fitna that will start thereafter. And this also we mentioned many times before Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. This entire kitab is about that. Lowering the gaze, taking care of your heart, taking care of your eyes. And then we learn from Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah that a person has beauty, don't amplify your beauty also. It become a fitna for the women out there, for the young girls. So we can imagine if that now is the command to the men, what's the command to the women? Now she's sitting in front of you, she's viewing you, you viewing her. And how Hazrat says also, if both the cars have bright lights, it's going to be a head-on collision. But nobody is putting dims. And they want to see more. They want to see even more now how the speaker is speaking. His charm and the accent and the language is, and what a scholar. What a scholar the person is. But is this Sharia, if all ulama fraternity go on to this, mashallah, then I don't know what kind of majlis will be left. What kind of Jumma namaz will become a show after that. Naturally, it become a big show. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. So coming back to our kitab, the procedure to adopt as a cure for evil glances and love affairs. Hazrat says, in the following lines, I present the procedure, which is included in the booklet. That's one of his kitabs, and how to get this, how to get forgiveness and to get the muhabbat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. First, Hazrat says, Salatul Tawbah. Salatul Tawbah, appoint a time for solitude, very important. You want to have some time for solitude, and we don't start with a bang, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Slowly, slowly we increase it. So a person builds himself up. So take out a time for solitude, wear clean. Some people say we don't have time. No time, we're busy. Brother says you go to the toilet or somebody also. There you solitude in the toilet. How you got time over there? Some people take very long also. So you got the time. You just have to make your mind and make up your mind. Wear clean clothing, and if available, apply itar, and then perform 2 rakat salah with the intention of tawbah, of forgiveness. Then seek forgiveness for all one's sins before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Thus saying, oh Allah, from the time I became mature, below, whatever wrong I have done with my eyes or evil thoughts, I had in my heart and thereby derived haram pleasure. Oh, whatever haram pleasure I obtained from sin with my body, oh Allah, I repent from all that and seek your forgiveness. I make a firm intention not to displease you in the future by committing any sin. Oh Allah, although my sins have no limit, yet your mercy is much more than my sins. Thus forgive all my sins through your limitless mercy. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving and love to forgive, therefore forgive all my sins. The King Jabba is teaching us how to make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, I brought enough gunas and sins. And the sins also, maybe unlimited, Allah Ta'ala's mercy is more than that. Allah will forgive. A very important point over here, my dear brothers, when we make tawbah also, when we make tawbah, we learn that your sins are forgiven. It's finished already. Your sins are forgiven. Therefore, ulama say that when you attempted to do that guna again, then you must think to yourself, I'm doing this for the first time. I'm doing this for the first time. I don't know what's happening yet. I don't know how to do this thing. Well, you made tawbah already. What happens when nafs will take you on a guilt conscience, on a guilt ride? You know, you did it before, not serious. You'll make tawbah again. So many times you did it, then you'll make tawbah. I said, no, no. I made tawbah already, finished. So when it's tempting again, just think this is the first time. I can't do a thing like this. I can't do a thing like this. And then also, Masulullah Khan Sabah, they say, Rahmatullah Ali. It becomes a war between the malaika of good deeds that want to push you in that direction, and the malaika of evil deeds. There's an ongoing war. But the more you're going to speak, I won't do it. And Ya Allah, save me. Ya Allah, the malaika say, right, it's coming this way. It's coming this way. And then they pull you. Ya Allah Ta'ala sees it's coming this way. Allah with the power of judgment, Allah will pull you. But you're making the dua all the time. You're making tawbah all the time. And then to a person doesn't recall the guna over and over again. He makes tawbah and then he moves on in his life like the first time now being tempted. Then the second thing, he should do salatul hajat. The salatul tawbah he'll perform. Then perform two rakah salatul hajat. And make dua thus, have mercy on my life. Oh Allah, have mercy on my life that has been destroyed by sin. Reform me, grant me a life of honor and obedience by releasing me from the slavery of my nafs. This is slavery of the nafs. That's why we say we're talking about another view, whether there's nafsaniyat we're doing it, whether there's shariat and the fatwa and taqwa of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Grant me that much fear of you, they can save me from disobeying you. Oh Allah, I ask you of yourself. I ask you of yourself. And the poor, as a form also, koi tujhse puche, koi tujhse puche. Koi tujhse kuch koi, kuch mangta hai. Ilahi mein tujhse talab gar tera. Some people ask you something and others ask something else. Oh my Allah, I ask you to grant me yourself. Dear Allah, you become mine and make me yours. Jo tu mera, to sab mera. Palak mera, zameen meri. Agar ik tu nahi mera, to koi. When you have become mine, then everything becomes mine. The sky and the earth become mine. Meaning you live in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are not mine, then nothing belongs to me. So you make tawbah, salatul hajat. Oh, Hazrat says, for starter pack, easy, make all the niyats into rakat. Salah, inshallah, we'll continue. Next week, Allah ta'ala. بسم الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله، 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه. الله 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 جل جلاله. الله 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 جل جلاله. الله 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 جل جلاله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله، ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت العزيز الأكرم. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات، يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين. الأذان توبة نصوحة والله sincere توبة of all our sins of كريم رحيم الله. Ya Allah, give us the senses of our heart, O my Allah, that we feel the heat of guna and sin. Ya Allah, that we are sami'na wa ata'na, that we heard, Ya Allah, and we obey, O كريم رحيم الله. Ya Allah, keep us in your obedience, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, a life of obedience. Give us hearts that brim with your muhabbat and your love and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, show us the haqq as the haqq, O my Allah. Show us the batil and falsehood as the falsehood, O my Allah. Save us from nifaq and hypocrisy and bid'at, O my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us close to the sunnah. Let us live by the sunnah and die by the sunnah. O my Allah, bring the sunnah in our homes, in our lives, in our families, in our children. O Kareem Rahim Allah, accept us with the khidmat of deen. Ya Allah, give us 100% sharia in our life, the pure sharia of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the taqwa, give us the muhabbat, give us the ability to abstain and to refrain, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us true understanding of sharia and deen. Ya Allah, give us a correct understanding, the correct sharia, the correct deen, the correct knowledge that will benefit us, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in your obedience, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we thank you for all your bounties and ni'mas, about your ni'mat of iman and islam. Ya Allah, give us true iman within our hearts, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Sahaba ikram had fear of nifaq and hypocrisy. Ya Allah, the fear for the iman, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, the fear has left our hearts, O my Allah. Become complacent, involved in major sins, breaking your command and displeasing you. Ya Allah, give us that hope and that fear, Ya Allah. Allahumma aqsimana min khashyatik ma tahulu bihi wa bayna ma'asik. Ya Allah, give us that amount of fear, Ya Allah, that becomes a barrier between us and disobeying you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Make akhirah the goal, Ya Allah. Make your deen, Ya Allah. Make it our night and our day, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana yataqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-'alim wa tub 'alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur ar-rahim. O Allah, accept all the khidmat of deen, the ishtima to take place, Ya Allah, in Johannesburg. Make it easy and accept it, O Kareem Rahim Allah. يلا ويبرز بس ودي شي ما تنكويش يلا ميجد مقدر اكسبتس يلا اكسبتس في الاخير ما تنفين ان اول اوف هذا السفر يلا ميجد ايزي يلا ان اكسبتس يلا جيب جود هيلث اند عافيه نجيب اس نو في توداي فول بنفيت فروم اول اوف سينيرز سبيشلي اور شيخ الكريم رحم الله سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.